another word in the comparison of iman is kufr, infidelity. What is the meaning of infidelity? And there is any difference between kufr and polytheism? What do you say about this? Or both are alike, disbelief and shirk?
When infidelity is opposite to belief, infidelity is opposite to Islam. So when we have defined the meaning of iman, the iman is to testify all the essentials of Islam. So infidelity would be against that. Denying any of the essentials of Islam would be kufr. That would be infidelity. Accepting all the essentials of Islam is iman, all the essentials. But denying even one of the essentials of Islam would be considered as kufr. That is the definition of kufr. As far as the second word, the word shirk. So the word shirk is different from the word of kufr, because the word kufr is very general. The infidelity word is very general, because Christians are also infidel, Jews are also infidels, and atheists are also infidels, but they are not polytheists. The word polytheism is a specific word. What is the meaning of polytheism? What is the meaning of shirk? So the meaning of shirk, to associate partner with Almighty Allah in one out of two things. One thing is in the being of Allah. If a person considers any being or any personality, his being as the being of Allah, that the being of that personality is as the being of Allah, that Almighty Allah is wajibul wujud, his being is compulsory. So if a person considers any other personality other than Allah to be wajibul wujud, then it would be shirk and the person would be mushrik. And the second thing is that if a person considers anything or any person to be worthy of worship, that would be shirk and the person would be mushrik. So the meaning of shirk is specific. Considering anything or any person as a partner of Allah, to associate anything or any person with Almighty Allah, is shirk. So that is the difference between the meaning of kufr and the meaning of shirk.